If you can hear me loud and clear, give me a thumbs up. Okay, that's great. That's great. Thanks for making time for today's reflection meditation. Before we get right into the meditation, there's something I want to explain to you. A lot of people find it difficult to meditate. A lot of people say, I cannot meditate. No matter what I do, I try to stop my thoughts from coming, but nothing works. That's okay. If you can't meditate, no matter how much you try, there's always another way. Try reflection. And that's what you're going to learn today. You see, everything in life doesn't always have to be easy. Some people genuinely cannot meditate. It doesn't mean they should feel inadequate and that they're missing out on all of these benefits. When you learn to reflect, it's equally good. Each are different in their own ways. But reflection brings you a lot of insight, a lot of connection within. And that's what we want to learn. Why should we reflect? They say that you learn through your experiences. But you actually learn through reflecting on your experiences. Whatever happened in the last minute is an experience in your life. But if you've not reflected on it, maybe you've not learned something. Everything that passes us by becomes an experience. But when you reflect, you learn. Like you look at your mistakes, okay, they're just mistakes. But when you reflect on your mistakes, there's always some lesson that you can learn about yourself, about another person, whatever it is. And that's why reflection is so important for you. It can bring you peace in your life. When we don't pause in our life to reflect, everything just becomes confusion, thoughts build up over thoughts, and we just keep filling this limited mind space with unnecessary things or things which have just become too chaotic. So part of reflection is going through your day, going through moments, going through emotions, going through different things or words that were said, and taking the best from it. Also understanding how reflection can help you self-improve. So today we're gonna go into a simple reflection. Okay, while you go through this, don't try to stop your thoughts. In fact, you're gonna be guided into thinking certain thoughts. If there are noises around you, you hear your fan whirring, you hear a dog barking, someone drops something, that's okay, be okay with it. You don't wanna judge everything. You don't need to be in complete silence. You should be that kind of person where there's so much of noise around you, but you're able to find calm within you. You should be able to find calm within the most busiest city amidst people talking. That is your ability. You know you are evolving when you can find calm and peace amidst chaos. So don't worry about these little things like you need pin drop silence. You don't need it. You just need to be focused on the questions that are being asked to you. Guide you through this whole thing. If your mind gets diverted, come back to the question. It's okay. But the point of reflection is, today I want you to see how well you sleep. Post-reflection, what I would want you to do is switch off gadgets and maybe an hour later try to get into bed. And if you can, reach out tomorrow and tell me if your sleep improved. It may for most people, for some people it may not. But keep doing this reflection in your own way over the next couple of days and you will find out that this brings you deeper sleep. So let's get right into it. Two instructions. I am going to cover my camera because I don't want you looking at the screen. You are going to close your eyes. The questions I ask you are for you to reflect on. You don't need to type your answers, okay? So the screen will appear blank for you, but you will be able to hear my voice, okay? So let's start off with everyone getting into a comfortable position right now. Okay, let's get into a comfortable position. You can sit, you can lie down on your back, it doesn't matter. I just want you to be comfortable, that's all. Now, so put your back straight if you're sitting. Let your shoulders relax. Let your facial muscles relax. Gently close your eyes. You can put your hands on your lap with your palms facing upwards. Whatever comfortable position you need to be in. I'm still seeing hearts and thumbs ups. That means you're not really focusing on listening. Okay, I want you to close your eyes. Thanks for all the love, but right now it's time for you to close your eyes and reflect, okay? All right, back straight, as erect as possible in a comfortable position. Shoulders are relaxed. facial muscles relax. Let your tongue rest gently at the base of your mouth. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. I want you to clench your fists as tightly as you can for 1, 2, 3, 4, and release. I want you to feel all the tension. Release. Let's do that once more. Clench your fist as tightly as you can for 1, 2, feel the tremble, 3, 4, and release. Enjoy that tension releasing from your muscles. Let's do it one last time. Clench your fist, close real tight, 1, 2, feel the tremble, 3, 4, and relax. Now let's move to the breath. I want you to follow my instructions. Take a deep, slow inhale. As you inhale, your tummy rises first and then your chest. As you exhale, your chest deflates and then your tummy. Okay, that's the rhythm of breathing, so be mindful of that. Let's start with our first deep breath. Not a competition, go at your own pace. Inhale and exhale. Let's take another deep breath at your own count. Inhale. Try to hear yourself inhale. And then exhale. Try to hear yourself exhale. One more deep breath. Inhale. And exhale. I want you to inhale at my count. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, hold, 1, 2, exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold, 1, 2, exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's get ready for one more last deep breath. Go at your own pace if you can't keep up with my count. Let's go. A nice slow inhale and a longer exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold, 1, 2, exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you should be centered. Your breathing should be automatically slower. As we go through the reflection, be mindful of your breath. You want to continue to inhale gently and continue to exhale. Now all you need to do is breathe and listen. So now I want you to reflect on, from the time you woke up today, how did your day start? Did you jump out of bed into a rush? Reflect. Go back. Maybe you were lying around in bed. Maybe you said a prayer. Maybe you were thinking of all the things that you need to do. Reflect on the fact. Did you wake up feeling rested? Or did you wake up feeling sleep deprived? Don't judge, just reflect. Don't judge your answers, accept them. Don't feel bad about them, just reflect. Maybe you practice gratitude in the morning. If so, how did that make you feel? Did you turn to your phone immediately? If yes, did you notice how immediately you got entangled into whatever you read or saw on your phone? How your thoughts quickly moved from awake to being entangled into messages, social media? How did it make you feel? Were you able to connect with the morning sunlight? Or maybe nature outside or from your window? Did you look at the sky, the trees, or whatever exists outside of your window. Now reflect on your morning ritual. Did you pray? Maybe do some yoga. How about your deep breathing? Were you able to maybe meditate? Or set intentions for your day? How did your morning ritual make you feel? It's so important to reflect on these things, because we learn. If we felt good with our morning ritual, then we'll do it again tomorrow. If we didn't, we have opportunity for change. Now reflect on what you ate for breakfast or your first meal of the day. Do you remember what you ate? Was it nourishing? Did it satisfy you? Or leave you feeling deprived of something you really wanted to eat? Do you remember how your coffee tasted? Or your tea? Or anything that you drank in the morning? How did it make you feel? Or was breakfast just rushed that you don't even remember? Reflect deeply. Do not feel bad. Do not judge what comes to your mind. Reflect. How about your lunch? Were you stressed out when you had your lunch? Or were you relaxed? Did you eat slow? Chew your food? Do you remember how your lunch tasted? Was it nourishing? Did you enjoy what you ate? Did you bless your food? Did you offer thanks? You don't have to feel bad with your answers. And if you felt good, it's an opportunity to offer gratitude. How about when it came to your physical movement and your workouts today? Was it your rest day today, or did you work out? What workout did you do? Were you feeling energized post your workout, motivated? At this point, are you physically fatigued, blissfully fatigued, and ready for a good night of sleep? Reflecting on how your workout made you feel will motivate you to do that workout tomorrow if it was a good experience for you. If not, you have the opportunity to change. Now let's recall something in your day that made you smile. It could be something you saw, something someone said to you, something you read, something you did that made you smile. How did it make you feel? Reflect deeply on that. Maybe you'll find you had a lot to smile for. Maybe you'll even find that you've not even smiled at all. Your day's been so hectic for you. But reflect on it. And if you did smile, how did it make you feel? Do not judge your answers. Reflection is not judgment. Reflection is learning. Did you make someone smile today? Or did you do something that made someone feel really good? Reflect on that. How did that make you feel? Reflect deeply. Now let's recall if there was something that made you feel bad, that hurt you, brought up some negative emotion. Think about that. Was it a person? Was it something that happened? Something that someone said? How did that make you feel? Is it something that you can let go of? Or perhaps accept it if you cannot change it? Do you think holding on to it will help you in any way? Will it serve you in any way, add value to your life in any way? Reflect on that emotion that made you feel bad. If it's not serving you in any way, if it's not adding value, now gracefully accept it or let it go for now. For it will soon be time for you to sleep. You can think about it tomorrow or address it tomorrow, but for now, gracefully accept it or let it go. By accepting, it doesn't make us doormats. By accepting, it doesn't make us losers. It gives us strength to know that we can accept things that we may not be able to change, cannot change. So it gives us the power to move on and not stay stuck or be a victim of someone else's pain or anger or hurt that's projected on us. It's about you moving forward and not staying stuck. So for now, gracefully accept or let go. Now reflect on your tomorrow. Have you planned your tomorrow? Have you made your to-do list for tomorrow? Because this helps you to wake up gracefully and ease into your tomorrow because it's already planned. A short list of the little things that you need to do the night before. So when you wake up, you can ease gracefully into the day because you have that little list ready to guide you through the day. So reflect on the top 4 or 5 things that you need to do tomorrow. Put that into your subconscious mind right now. Now, I want you to reflect on time spent with family today, a loved one. How did that make you feel? Did you even have time to spend with a loved one or your family or your children? Was it more out of routine? Or did you mindfully make that time for them? How did that make you feel? Because things like time with family, loved ones can never become a routine because it doesn't fulfill us. But when we do it mindfully, even if you just give 15 or 20 minutes of undivided attention and time and put yourself fully into that experience with family, your partner, your children, it's more fulfilling than 1 hour of just being there because it's routine. Reflect on that. The time spent, did it make you laugh? Did you have a good time? Maybe there's an opportunity right now to offer gratitude for that. Or maybe it'll give you a to-do point for tomorrow to call up your mom or your dad or your siblings or a loved one because you didn't do it today. So learning from today, you make your tomorrow better through reflection. Maybe you learned a new skill today. Reflect on that. Or maybe you read a new book or heard a new song. Reflect on that too. How'd that make you feel? Is there a learning from that book or from that song or whatever you watched that can impact your life or add value? Reflect on it. The more you reflect on things, the more it goes into your subconscious mind. Now, before we move into the last part of our reflection, let's reflect on 3 things that you are truly grateful for today. Truly grateful. By now you would have possibly, made a list of things because you've reflected on how your day's gone. So now 2 to 3 things, reflect deeply, deeply on what you're grateful for. So you see, a lot of people say gratitude is difficult. Sometimes it doesn't come naturally to me, but reflection makes gratitude way easier because you are now connected with what's happened in your entire day, leaving you opportunities to learn or offer gratitude or to change. So three things now that you are truly grateful for. Feel it. Feel that gratitude from your heart. And if you have nothing, you have nothing. That's okay too. Now let's set your intention for a deep, restful sleep tonight. I intend to sleep deeply, allowing my body and cells to heal and work and reset and balance in perfect harmony. I intend to wake up with abundant energy to face tomorrow. Always set intentions. Your intentions could just be as simple as a deep, deep sleep so you wake up feeling full of abundant energy. Now, keeping your eyes closed, recheck your posture. Let's do three deep breaths on my count. We're going to do box breathing right now to move you into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and digest. Hopefully, post these three breaths, I'll be switching off my camera. You should switch yours off too. No more gadgets if you can. Spend the next 1 hour before bedtime or half an hour reading a book, journaling, whatever it is that you want to do. Let's start with the first deep breath. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's one breath. Go at your own pace if you need to. If it's 2 seconds, make sure it's 2, 2, 2, 2. If it's 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. Let's go for the second breath. A nice long deep inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. One last deep breath. Recheck your posture and inhale deeply. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sleep deep. You can continue this practice for a longer time if you wish to, but I hope you have a beautiful sleep. If your sleep has improved tomorrow, drop me a message. I would like to know. If it hasn't, do this over and over again. Eventually, you will sleep like a baby. Good night.